all of that, there is a serious question about which of these two strategies are the most appropriate. And as I say here, in terms of what we achieve, in terms of reduction in recurrence, so that's actually patients not having their breast cancer come back, which is a good thing, right? And I'm very keen that we should be looking at this metric rather than just overall survival. It looks as if it's slightly punchier if you wait. So the question is, which of these strategies is better overall? Which of these strategies is best for individual patients? As I say, is this survival benefit absence in the upfront setting an artefact of the trial population, or an artefact of things like crossover in the big 198 study, which clearly has had some impact on survival? And if you do complicated analysis, you can suggest that perhaps in that study there is a survival advantage. But